Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
While the world's been purposefully distracted by the mind-controlled technocrats with the missing Malaysian plane and the latest pop culture fluff, Ukraine military has recaptured an eastern airport held by pro-Russian forces. Russia says Ukraine close to civil war as Kiev begins offensive, reportedly directed by the Central Intelligence Agency. That's in Reuters. Ukraine begins offensive. Did you hear that? Into the areas that have voted 90%+ to be part of Russia and have historically been part of Russia. And I've told you that's where the clash comes with areas on their own seceding over to Russia. And then will Russia defend those that are voting to leave? And generally the way this would go is Russia would end up taking part of the country all the way to the river, the entire east, all the way to Kiev, and then stopping, similar to the Germany being split into east and west. But in this case, the globalists are even worse than Russia. Clearly, the Russians, I would say, were the bad guys in the Cold War. But the globalists use them as the bad guys to make us the bad guys and build a police state here as well in the name of countering their police state. This is just a huge, huge development. Two wounded in skirmishes in eastern Ukraine. Gunfire at eastern Ukraine airport as troops move in, retaking it from pro-Russia forces. Ukraine falters in drive to curb unrest in the east. Fragile Europe weakens U.S. push for Russia sanctions, mainly because Germany's not going along with all of it. Russian jets passes near U.S. ship in Black Sea. Provocative, the Pentagon says. Yeah, it is. What the West is doing is provocative. Russia tests warhead ICBM or a MIRV ICBM. Very provocative. This is the type of news. But don't worry. Obama has had a phone conversation with Putin. So he's on it. Everything's fine. And again, the issue is Ukraine voted 4 months ago, 3 months ago, not to join the EU. And the George Soros, NATO, globalist activated. The NGOs activated. And they spent $5 billion there the last few years. That's not debated. And they overthrew the country. But there's going to be Russians that don't want to be basically culturally cleansed in the east by the predominantly more, you could say, historically more German-affiliated Ukrainians. In fact, a bunch of them really are just Germans. And, of course, Hitler went in there and took over to, quote, get the Germanic or Aryan Ukrainians. I mean, this just goes over and over. The Nazis have done war crimes there. The Russians have done huge war crimes there. Some of the greatest crimes ever have been committed against the Ukrainian people. I get why a lot of Ukrainians are anti-Russian. But it doesn't matter. Russia's been part of Ukraine off and on forever. And so it's like black versus white. And these people basically, share a lot of culture, pretty much look the same. But they're divided by a river. They're divided by Catholic and Orthodox, and it's just the same story over and over again. Kill, kill, kill. Let's be divided and conquered by the globalists who are going to come in and enslave everybody. The new threat is the synthetic, anti-human, dehumanization, technocratic new world order. It's the big enchilada. It's the big end of days system if it wins. It's the end of humans as we know it, the rise of the robots, and humans better get that through their heads and decide whether we want to align ourselves along ideas of freedom, liberty, private property, shared wish for humans to uplift ourselves, or whether we're going to continue to be divided and conquered along all these ethnic, religious, racial lines, which can be real differences at the end of the day, but the issue is the globalists are synthetically manipulating those differences and playing them off against each other instead of using those differences to truly enrich the global culture. And the globalists wage war against any strong culture. That's its ultimate sin. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
I can see a long way.
I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and
and the general public can see a long way as well as soon as they are awakened from the trance that they've been artificially induced into. But the spell is breaking. The scales are lifting from the people's eyes, not just here in the United States or throughout North America, but across the world, from Asia to South America, Central America, Russia, Eastern Europe, Europe, Africa, Australia, the Pacific Islands, India. Thank you so much for joining us for this worldwide broadcast today. We are going to be joined by Mr. Bundy. Cliven Bundy will be popping in to give us his take in the next hour, dealing with the statements by Ron Paul and others. Ron Paul warns feds could launch Waco-style assault against Bundy. That story's top link on DrudgeReport.com. Along with Harry Reid's statement to local TV news, we're going to play in a moment, saying that it's not over and having a very smug, sickening, gangster Cheshire Cat smile on his disgusting criminal face. By the way, Dinesh D'Souza has been charged for giving $20,000 allegedly to a Senate friend who was running for the Senate. Reid got $30,000 to his daughter on record and isn't in trouble. And, you know, that's another example about where the Democrats are allowed to commit every crime you can imagine in campaign finance. And anyone else, libertarian, independent, Green Party, conservative, Republican, will be thrown under the jail if you have a crooked toenail. So we've got Ron Paul warns feds could launch Waco-style assault against Bundy. Another big article that just went up on Infowars.com will be breaking down after we get into Ukraine. Feds desperate to hide Harry Reid's link to Bundy land grab. And Paul's also writing an article. This is a video where he breaks it down and shows that they've even removed the Google cache now from the BLM website, saying we've got to get his land for the solar farm. Because, see, you can't have Glenn Beck saying we're making that up. And you can't have MSNBC and Media Matters and George Soros saying that if you've got the BLM saying we've been told get him off the land for the solar farm. And our boss is Harry Reid's former chief advisor. No, you got to hope nobody goes and looks that up so you can have Scarborough and you on MSNBC and you can have Media Matters doing 5-6 articles a day directly for the White House. You can have Glenn Beck running around saying there's no connection and the Chinese dropped their bid a year ago for now because they couldn't get the Bundy land. It says it in the stinking document. They need it to run the power lines over and it's, quote, mitigation area. What they do is they grab this land in the desert, first saying it's environmental, and they go, oh, it's okay, because this land will be off use for now. And that's Bundy's property. And the stinking tortoises. The red herring tortoises. Actually like tortoises, but you know what I mean. The stinking red herring of the tortoises. And I don't, look, I've pledged to not attack Glenn Beck. And I haven't attacked him when he's getting sued, and I think he does a lot of good. But I've been sent the clips day after day attacking us, and fine. I turn the other cheek. I understand you're high up in the Mormon hierarchy and Harry Reid's in there. And I understand that a lot of Mormons are mad at Harry Reid and they should be. Clearly electronic voting machines are keeping him in office. Most independent polls show him incredibly unpopular, close to 70% in Nevada. He's a kingpin and a lot of, you know, heat's going on out there. And a lot of people, you know, if they can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And I don't want to make this show about other talk show hosts. I want to say Sean Hannity's done a good job covering the land rights issue with the Bundy Ranch and has covered it pretty fairly. A lot of other big talk show hosts have. And I'm going to be talking about why this is so important on April 15th here in just a moment and tie it into Obamacare. But I'm really sick and tired of getting the government documents where they have 2.6 billion bullets and then seeing national media come out and say they're not buying the bullets. MSNBC, Media Matters, White House writes their talking points weekly on record. They admit it. And then to have Beck come out and say, I'm making up the bullets. He did that last year. I'm making up drones. I'm making up world government. And he'd say that 5 years ago. I'm making up FEMA camps, even though it's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Declassified, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Rex 84, Cable Splicer, Garden Plot. I mean, I'm listing stuff where you can type it in and get Miami Herald, Associated Press. I mean, they just count on you being ignorant. And you know how the media will always try to point out that, oh, we're lying. They'll go, look, here's an article where they bought 20 million rounds, or here's an article where they bought 100 million rounds. See, it's not 2.6 billion, not adding all the numbers up. We should have a master article done that just shows all of them line item. Last time I counted up, it was 2.6 billion that they've purchased. Enough to fight 40 years of war. It was 27. 40 years of war in Iraq at its height. With paper targets, training to take on the militia, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, Army Times, Stars and Stripes, Forbes, AP, Reuters, New York Times, all of them admitting training to take on the Tea Party. That's the new main enemy. We broke that. We exposed that 6 years ago first, and we got all the ridicule for it. And I'll tell you what's sick is I get to see all the jealous talk show hosts pile on and say, oh, you shouldn't watch the coverage of Alex Jones at Infowars.com. on the Bundy thing. They're not credible. When these are literally many of these talk show hosts that I've promoted and tried to help, these people, most of them, are not involved in the liberty movement for liberty. They're involved to try to be big shots, and they're primitively competitive with anyone they see as competition. I'm not your competition, dumbass. All of you out there. This thing is real. I want the cancer viruses out of the vaccines. I want our national sovereignty back. I want the fraud to stop. I want the federal government to not be occupied by offshore banks. I want Obamacare repealed. I want to defend the Second Amendment. Do you understand? I want to defeat the New World Order. I want liberty and freedom. I want justice. I could care less about the baubles and trappings of fame and success. I'm not in competition with any of you. I wish there were people better at this than me. I wish there were people that had courage. I wish there were people that worked hard and did research. I wish that was going on, because I don't like being the very tip of the spear, always walking point for 19 years over and over again. I want to believe in humanity. I want to believe in other talk show hosts. I want to believe. The only national talk show host, other than George Norrie, who had me on their show and promoted what we're doing, and who isn't into some egomaniac war with me, is Michael Savage. Because Michael Savage knows, and he's certainly not perfect, neither am I, that if the globalists win, they're going to put us in forced labor camps. You understand that's the plan of the progressive, communist, dirtbag scum? If we don't get together and come together, ladies and gentlemen, it's over. And I'll tell you something else. All these other talk show hosts, there's a bunch of them attacking me, are jealous that DrudgeReport.com links to us every day. Well, if you sent your reporters there and shot high-def video of the standoff that looks like something out of V for Vendetta, and the people climbing over the fence as the feds threaten to shoot them, and then the feds backing off with their guns trained on them, if you had that high-def video, you'd be on Drudge. In fact, I wish you would have done it. I wouldn't have had to send my reporters out there and risk their lives. Don't you get it? I'm looking for people to promote. I'm looking for people to fight with. I'm in a war. My goal is to defeat the New World Order, George Soros, the globalists, the private Federal Reserve. My goal is to get Rand Paul or Ted Cruz into the White House. My goal is to promote Ron Paul. My goal is to defeat tyranny. My goal is to have humanity survive and not blow the planet up. My goal is to stop World War III with the Russians. We're going to cover in the next segment. And then I'm going to get into the latest developments out west at the Bundy Ranch. But I see the hatred that these talk show hosts have for me. And the disinfo and all of it. And it just makes me know that either they're compromised and they've been blackmailed, or they're crazy. Because I'm telling you, folks, this is the time to not infight. This is the time to not snipe at each other. And I can't believe that there's been a debate on whether Bundy is right or not, even on conservative radio and libertarian radio. I'm going to talk about that coming up. If you knew the facts, and if people had any basic grounding, they would know that this is absolute essence of liberty that we're seeing out there. Regardless, people walking up against feds who've been tasering and beating and police dogging women and cancer victims and folks for no reason, people responded and said, you want to fight, you're going to get one, and had their guns at their sides and marched at men, pointing guns at them, saying, we're going to shoot you. That was like Tiananmen Square, but the Chinese government blinked. That you saw is what made America great. That you saw was 300. Was Come and Take It, was the Alamo. That's what we're dealing with here, and that's what scares the globalists, because if they start a civil war and we start fighting back and aren't cowards, we will win very quickly. And Harry Reid says it's not over yet, because he knows that if they can't intimidate us, and if they let one ant stand up, they might all stand up.
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Yeah, I want to say something to all the neocon talk show hosts posing as libertarians out there. I don't want a job with the New World Order managing the population. I want a job working for God, empowering and unleashing humanity.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
By the way, it's not just the day that the private Federal Reserve, the big Rockefeller Rothschild banks, skim off the top to stall our economy and create poverty. Income tax day that we got in 1913 wasn't widely deployed till 1951. It's also the one-year anniversary of the false flag staged terror attacks with the Boston Patsies, who are clearly double agents, the older brother on CIA payroll, on record, connected in to a group run by Zbigniew Brzezinski to go infiltrate, given fake names, allowed to fly by the FBI and TSA with fake names. The Russians blew his cover 3 years ago publicly. That's how they do it. They point out, why is this person flying with fake names? Why do you let them in? Are they an asset or are they a spy? Should we arrest them for espionage next time they're in southern Russia? That's what Russia said 3 years ago. Oh, and then the person magically goes and supposedly blows stuff up during a drill. See, people say, well, how do you know it's a false flag? You could see the promotion. You could see the distraction. You could see the whole nine yards. Al-Qaeda in the Crimson Crescent, as it's known, from Eastern Europe right around through the stands into Central Asia, all the way over to China. The Crimson Crescent is publicly, look it up, funded by who? The State Department, just like they funded the radicals and the George Soros groups for 4 years with $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine. That's not debated. They have press conferences at the State Department admitting it, but the public doesn't watch State Department press conferences. The public watches the news that goes, Russia did bad things, and Russia attacked Ukraine, and Russia attacked Georgia. No, Russia didn't. And Russia is a kleptocratic, mafia-run group of alcoholics, on average, in the government system. But I'll tell you this, they pay their people to have kids, and they're becoming more of a Christian nation. They've been reforming, and the globalists don't want that. They don't put cancer viruses in the vaccines in Russia. They have their top TV host that sounds like Alex Jones, who's buddies with Vladimir Putin, who they put on air, who basically will openly quotes this show on state-run media. I've never been to Russia. I don't speak Russian. I don't have any Slavic blood in me. Why is that going on? Because I've got the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And the Russians have a decision to make. What are they going to do with their people? Are they going to end Russia as we know it? Are they going to exterminate their population? Because they were already under globalist control for 85 years. And they saw their population go down by 37%. And they've already experienced collectivism and communism and progressivism, and they don't like it. Are they perfect? No, they've got a lot of ghosts and a lot of problems to kick. But they're surrounded by the New World Order, the same folks going after Bundy, the same ones going after your guns, the same ones going after your pension funds, the same ones screwing Spain and France and Greece and every African country over and Libya, the same ones trying to put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, the same ones that overthrew the regime and put radicals in to blow up almost all the churches in Egypt. The ones attacking the Egyptian military, and then our media criticizes the Egyptian military for fighting back when their military bases are being rocket attacked by actual Al-Qaeda? The public doesn't know how the world works. That's the only reason the globalists can get away with any of this garbage. And now they're trying to start World War III with the Russians. And let me tell you what I saw in my mind's eye historically. A civil war starting once they overthrew the government, put in and installed a new government. You'd have the Russians that are about 45% of the overall country, 75% of the East. They're going to end up revolting. You're going to have an ongoing civil war. The West is going to act like Russia caused the problem when the West, run by the globalists, caused it. And then you're going to have a proxy war, and the CIA chief reportedly was there last week, the Russians claimed, and that he was ordering an offensive led by U.S. Special Forces and mercenaries. And our media said, oh, that's ridiculous over the weekend. And then what started today? What's in Reuters? A, quote, Ukrainian offensive into Russian-held areas. That's the Reuters headline. Commanded by the Central Intelligence Agency, who's about as American as the moon, about as American as Swiss cheese. Russia says Ukraine close to civil war as Kiev begins offensive, Reuters. How's that? Oh, let's talk about the Malaysian plane a little bit here. The globalists want a giant war because the derivatives are coming due and the global economy is collapsing by design. But they need a war to act like the war caused it. Get it? Big fat smokescreen. I keep telling you that, and so do the analyst.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right. I won't tell the man at the IRS. His old boy, hell, I've had enough. The way the big man rakes it in, the little man coughs it up. The bite keeps getting bigger, and the paycheck's getting small. Till they think they've got it all.
Is there anything you'd like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Keeping my pay, ain't on a deduct. So erase my name from your records. Take me off your mailing list. You can write me off, cause I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Johnny Paycheck bringing us in. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, here is the headline. Russia says Ukraine close to civil war as Kiev begins offensive. Reuters. Russia declared Ukraine on the brink of civil war today on Tuesday as the capital said an anti-terrorist operation. Anyone that you oppose in the New World Order is a terrorist. Against pro-Moscow separatists was underway, with troops and armored personnel carriers seen near the Flashpoint eastern town. They've also taken an airport in a predominantly Russian area that was previously part of Russia. And again, these people were throwing Molotov cocktails and shooting police just a few months ago. Now they're the government. And anyone that doesn't want to be ruled by them, well, is a terrorist. And again, the issue is if this draws Russia in, because you've got the West helping advise and fund with mercenaries these people, the Russians, if they start fighting back, you're talking about a major, major, major flashpoint. Now, continuing, two more wounded in skirmish in eastern Ukraine. That's being reported. Gunfire at eastern Ukraine's airport as troops move in. Ukraine is now announcing, the Ukrainian government, they have retaken that Russian separatist-held area. Meanwhile, Russian jet passes near U.S. ship in Black Sea. Provocative, says the Pentagon. A Russian fighter jet made repeated low-altitude, close-range passes near a U.S. warship in the Black Sea over the weekend. The Pentagon said on Monday, condemning the action at a time of heightened U.S.-Russian tensions over Ukraine. And, of course, what that says is, go ahead and shoot our plane down because we're ready to blow your ships up. We've got anti-ship supersonic missiles aimed at you off the coast, which they have, and we want you to go ahead and kill our pilot, and our pilot's ready to die, and then we're going to sink your ships right now. So go ahead. I mean, this is what the Russians are starting to do. Just attack us first. Go ahead and shoot first. Give us the moral high ground. We're going to attack you. And again, we're doing this for George Soros, the New World Order. Putin's no angel, but look who's running us. Look who doesn't even live in the U.S. most of the time. Look at who's got bunkers. All these rich billionaires that literally sit around and play Risk with our lives. Here's another one. Russia tests multi-warhead ICBM, MIRV ICBM. Flight test comes amid heightened tensions over Ukraine. Russia's military carried out a flight test of a new multi-war intercontinental ballistic missile on Monday amid growing tensions with the United States over the crisis in Ukraine. The SS-27 Mod 2 Road Mobile ICBM, those are mobile missiles, so they're hard to take out, was launched around 2:40 a.m. EST from Russia's Tlesetok launch facility located 500 miles north of Moscow. The main purpose of the launch is to validate the reliability of a batch of this class of missiles made at the plant, Defense Minister told state-run AVN. An unspecified number of simulated nuclear warheads landed in impact range on the Kura test range in the Kamchatka Peninsula, or Kamchatka, I forget how to pronounce that, in Russia's far east, 5,000 miles away. The distance is 3,500 miles. I was going from memory. I know it's 5,000 miles from one end of Russia to the other in some areas. The SS-27 Mod 2 is Russia's newest ICBM and has been touted as Russian officials as designed specifically to defeat U.S. missile defenses. So there you go. It's not U.S. missile defenses. It's New World Order missile defenses. It's eugenics, transhumanist command base. We are seized by evil, now a command base of wickedness. And Russia's the main enemy the globalists don't fully control. They're deep in bed with the Chinese, murdering their people, forced abortions, forced infanticide of living, already born babies, out of the womb, suicide trucks, suicide forced organ harvesting vans, suicide nets, forced drugging, just hell pits. Thousands of riots a month. Soylent Green level societal collapse, ghost cities for the elite building new real estate for themselves while the general population starves, totally in bed with the New World Order. Russia flailing around after 85 years of New World Order social engineering, just being encircled by the globalists, but with enough brains and technological know-how to put up a defense with nuclear weapons. And that's where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into the Harry Reid situation and play a clip of that coming up here in just a moment. And then I want to talk in general about what we're really dealing with out there at the Bundy Ranch and why I've said it's so important from the start. We're going to be covering that in just a moment. First off, please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. In my view, they're the best storable foods company out there. They have non-GMO, high-quality recently. You know, that means this year produced high quality storable food for special diets, you name it. And they also have great customer service, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And if you don't have storable foods in times like this, you're insane, in my view. Separately, it is your support of this transmission and InfoWarsStore.com that makes this entire operation possible, so I can send Josh Owens and Jakari Jackson this weekend and next week to cover the actual Boston Marathon itself and the police state promotion it's turned into and the fear-mongering promotion. Of course, today is the anniversary. It's how we're able to send David Knight and others to cover the Bundy standoff. It's how we're able to have correspondents around the world, people like Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Eon Watson, Paul Watson and his wife, and then his brother. Great journalists, great researchers. It's how we're able to run this whole operation and have the video editors, people like Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen and just so many others. So it is essential to check out the incredibly high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, the incredible Southern Mexico high mountain organic, volcanically grown Chiapas coffee that's my favorite, Wake Up America Patriot blend, two different blends. They have the immune system support one as well. And then, of course, you've got the new lung cleanse that just does so much when I've got a sore throat or getting allergies. Truly is revolutionary. Go check that out. Get the silver bullet, super high-powered colloidal silver in nano form in ionized water, highest quality we could get to bring you. The fluoride shield. It has the nascent iodine, but then five other ingredients to supercharge it. And then the proprietary survival shield, one-of-a-kind nascent iodine, that's done so much for me. I mean, I sleep less, I work harder than ever, I go through more stress than ever, and I look better than ever. It is just incredible. Incredible what this proprietary iodine has done for me. Nobody else has got it, ladies and gentlemen. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com, and it funds this truly independent media operation. Thank you all for your support. And go visit the site. We've got Supermill Vitality is still discounted, but I'm going to get rid of the 15% discount very soon. And you've heard the rave reviews from listeners. It's just eight supercharged, concentrated organic herbs known to block estrogen mimickers and known to help your glands produce their natural hormones. It is not a testosterone mimicker. There's a lot of herbs that will copy testosterone. Then they break down and retrograde into other hormones. This doesn't do that. Nothing in there is a hormone mimicker. That's why it's revolutionary. Shane Steiner, I've known since high school, can bench press 400 pounds 10 times. I've seen him do it naturally using supplements and working out. But he was not as strong as he was when he was 30. He's 40, same age as I am. And I said, look, just try it and tell me what happens. He's like, okay, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's really good. You know, I'm sure it's okay. He was like laughing at me. He's not laughing now. People that take it are not laughing now. I mean, it's powerful. I mean, last night I had a bunch of work to do. And quite frankly, you call it male vitality. It's a natural stimulant, but it's clarity because it's something that synergizes with your body. And it is a aphrodisiac, quite frankly. That's the effect it has on me and everybody else that takes it. I mean, it's something else, folks. And that's all I can tell you is that we sought around to find the most powerful, concentrated formula we could. The super female vitality is coming out. Dr. Group said, even though this is even bigger effect on women, the super male vitality, he goes, we could soup it up and tweak it for women even more. And so it's got a different formula. And we'll see what happens with women around here on it, you know, fellas' wives and stuff. But it's going to be coming out in about a month and a half. But Super Male Vitality is available right now. The ladies are like, hey, where's ours? It is for you, folks. And quite frankly, I don't know if the new formula for women will be better. He says it will be. And maybe he's right. I intend to take it and see what it does to me. That's the bottom line. That's how we fund this operation that is groundbreaking at the tip of the spear. And please support our local AM&FM affiliates, become a local sponsor, promote the shows, or support the local sponsors and let folks know why you are. And you've been doing that. We're gaining a lot of new affiliates. First, they put us on the weekend, then they put us on at night, and they put us on live during the day. And it's really freaking out the mainline neocon radio industry right now. And I'm just like, look, guys, become like us and you'll get the ratings and you'll get the listeners. Tell the truth. Nothing succeeds like success. I mean, our Americana story of success from the ground up, working with other people that were fellow travelers in liberty with us, not fellow travelers like socialists, fellow travelers in liberty, people that really want to be free. That's what it's all about. And speaking of that, let me tell you in a nutshell what's really happening at the Bundy Ranch. You've got a lot of disinformation and the controlled corporate media preying on the public's ignorance about land. The Bundys have grazing rights, water rights, forage rights, 1877 on record. It's been called the Bundy Ranch in court records, local news has had to admit, since at least 1900. There's no point when there's nobody around when a bunch of Mormon families, 50-something families, show up on wagons in 1877. And it's not even a territory. It's not even a state. There's no need to call it your ranch when you're out there. Okay, so let's just explain that. Then, over time, his family works for the government, buys into their bull, lets the BLM tell them it's their land now, and kind of waived some of their rights, his grandfather did. Not a lot, but I've researched it. It was after World War II and stuff. The government's God, you do what they say. By the time it gets around to his dad and others, they stop paying the range fees and go, look, we're not supposed to pay these. New people coming out wanting to use land that's not being used and someone doesn't have a claim to, then you pay the range fees. So you can have guys in brand new trucks and military outfits pointing guns at you and harassing people and shooting teenagers on bicycles because they don't stop. I mean, you drive around the desert now out west, it's just cops everywhere pointing guns at you who think they're Rambo. I mean, it's like living in Iraq or something. That's the new America. So that's what this is all about. And it's about tasers and police dogs and helicopters and free speech zones saying anybody coming out here to protest in an entire county, if you get out of two little red pins, we're going to taser you and throw you to the ground and take you to jail and shove your head in the ground and break your nose and bloody your eye. That's Tiananmen Square-style garbage right there. So they try to make it about the cows and is Bundy right or is Bundy wrong? They're a bunch of lawyers. The globalists are a bunch of lawyers. They sit back and they go, how do we distract people? Well, we make it about the minutia of the cows and we make it all about he's a freeloader not paying his fair share. That's how they always get taxes raised. While Google and everybody are tax exempt and, you know, all these big senators, I mean, most of them don't even pay taxes, it comes out. They're telling you Bundy isn't paying his fair share. Yeah, out in a wasteland desert producing beef for America since 1877. Yeah, he's a lazy piece of garbage, Harry Reid. Okay? So you have this dichotomy of Harry Reid, this piece of garbage, and you've got, you know, the Bundys. And, you know, if I was an LDSer out there, I mean, you know, it's time for the, quote, LDS to run out all of these people that are sitting atop their organization. Because I'll tell you, the Mormons I run into on the street are the nicest people ever and hardworking and totally trustworthy people. And then you see a bunch of the Mormon leadership. I'm not trying to get off into this. You see Glenn Beck out there attacking Bundy and until his audience backlashed on him. It's like, man, boy, this is quite a paradox. Well, it's just like America's full of good people, but it's run by crooks. It's the same thing. Bad people continue to get into control of every organization, every system. And Harry Reid is a gangster and a thug and a piece of trash. And so the next big issue is it's civil disobedience. Even if he didn't have the original claim on that property, which he did, the image of people walking up against men with guns saying, we're going to shoot you if you come across that line and still doing it, and the paramilitary thugs backing off is total victory and is the spirit of honor and courage, and no one should criticize that. You should only honor and respect everyone that was there, including my reporters. You understand that? You understand that, all of you neocons out there attacking us nationally? And George Soros group attacking us and all the rest of it? You people are scum. Now, expanding on that, then there's the new lie that, oh, no, the solar farm was 200 miles away, knowing you're ignorant. There's a string of them for 100 miles or so, and then 130 miles up. and Bundy's land in the BLM documents at Infowars.com. They say for this project, we've already gotten the other families off of all the other land in the area. The last one's Bundy. We got to remove him. And that's from last year on the BLM website. They took it down. It was on the Google archive. Guess what was removed? We know about this because you have to threaten a lawsuit to have that taken down. They had to pull big strings to have that taken down. And the article's up on Infowars.com. Feds desperate to hide Harry Reid link to Bundy land grab. And we have the video of it. See, because they just want to say there's no drones. There's no checkpoints. There's no New World Order. There's no tyranny. Government's not out of control. Government's completely out of control. They're usurping us. They're involved in civil disobedience to the Constitution. They're overrunning us. It's time to start pushing back, and that's why Bundy and the rest of them are heroes, and a bunch of cowards sit on the sidelines.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know right now you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter? While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
When people get pushed to the edge, they break. And the globalists intend to push America to the edge. That's why they have the armored vehicles, the training for martial law. That's why they're demonizing the opposition, which is rural Christian communities that they know are not going to give in to Agenda 21. We have the BLM documents and scrib.org and all the other document sites also save them. Once we pointed this out last Friday and it became the number one news story on the internet, throughout the weekend, according to all the aggregate sites, because DrudgeReport.com carried it. Harry Reid, breaking, Senator Harry Reid behind BLM land grab of Bundy Ranch. He's the one heading it up. His former chief of staff, head advisor, is the head of the BLM. His family's involved in the energy deal. And their answer to discredit me on MSNBC, Media Matters, and in supposed conservative radio circles, very shameful, is to say, oh, the energy deal fell through last year. No, it didn't. They've got a new deal. And to say that his ranch was never listed, it's in the stupid documents. I mean, this is the level of garbage. Why doesn't the Republican leadership want to make an issue out of this? Why doesn't the Republican leadership want to make an issue out of this? Because they're involved in a bunch of land scams and bad deals. See, this is the thing about corruption. When you start giving into it because you don't want to have your stuff looked at, the whole thing rots. And then the worst of the system becomes the new standard. And society collapses. But Harry Reid was asked about it yesterday by local Las Vegas TV, and he very smugly sits there. If you're a radio listener, I wish you could see his face. It's up on Infowars.com, and DrudgeReport.com has it as well. He says it's not over yet, and the evil, satisfied smile on his face is so disgusting. Hey, we know it's not over yet, Reid. Let's play that clip.
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
That from the Democrats, that from the kingpin of the Senate, that from one of the most corrupt people I could think of. While there's all this lawless NSA spying, Solyndra, he's involved in all this stuff, campaign corruption. And he's like, well, we can't have the American people. That's right. We got to follow your laws of tyranny. Well, what happens when the government breaks all the laws? What happens when the government's a tyranny? It becomes duty to not follow your regulations where you claim he doesn't have grazing rights when he does under all the previous precedents. What are you going to do, folks, as government says it's the law, your kids got to take shots, or it's the law, Catholic churches have to hire, Satanist. I mean, that's all happening right now. It's the law, you have no rights. It's the law, your kids belong to the state. No, it's not. You got all your 10 badges and all your fake courts now. People understand in their gut what justice is, and we're not going to follow a bunch of unconstitutional, lawless trash. And I can't believe the cowards out there in neocon radio who are attacking the Bundys and saying, pay your taxes. Pay your taxes? It's all the big rich people lobbying for higher taxes on poor people. That's what Obamacare is. 20 new taxes, 7 of them on poor people. Here's Ron Paul, it's up on Infowars.com, saying he's concerned about a new Waco, and I am too. Here it is.
Well, I guess you can go either two ways. I'm hoping this is very positive of things to come where the people stand up and object to the federal government's intrusion into our lives and everything that we do. And when the people do get together and stand up, I think governments will be forced to back down. But the other thing is governments don't give up their power easily, and they may well come back with a lot more force like they did at Waco with the Davidians. So I don't know which way it's going, but so
we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Clive and Bundy's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment with updates on what could be the start of the new brushfire rebellions. This time will 1776 start out in the Nevada desert. I hope it's a cultural revolution against their cultural revolution. I hope we can win the hearts and minds of the enforcers, which I know we are. I'm not enemies of the BLM. But seeing them taser people and attack women from behind, I mean, I'm just glad I'm not dishonorable like that. The system wants an imperious attitude against the public so that we'll shut up and let them do whatever they want. Joe Scarborough has come out and said the Bundy should just obey the law. And that's the George Soros line. That's the Media Matters line. That's the other big radio conservative talk show host line. You see, it's their job as Republican hacks to keep everybody on the plantation, to act like they're for property rights, to act like they're for freedom, to act like they're revolutionaries for liberty. But in truth, ladies and gentlemen, they're just there playing the part of the opposition. And as soon as Republicans get back in office, they have every intention, you can bet your bottom dollar, of accelerating the police state takeover. And then the Democrats will suddenly start criticizing the NSA and torture and secret arrest. It's a joke. We need to take over the Republican Party with real libertarians. That's what the whole power structure is scared of, because they've identified an avenue that's our best shot of taking the country back. The Republican platform at the state level in places like Texas is very good. The problem is the Republican Party of Texas is run by people like David Dewhurst and Rick Perry that talk the talk big time but don't walk the walk. And it's disgusting. Now, I have a lot of different clips. We've got the Bundys coming up. Do we happen to have Scarborough where he says abide by the law? I know Kurt Nemo wrote an article up at Infowars.com. That wasn't affirmative. We have that? Okay, great. Thank you. But here's another headline up on Infowars.com. Feds desperate to hide Harry Reid link to Bundy land grab. That's a big deal. And Paul Watson has done a special video report on that, but also he's going to be writing an article in and around it. The feds are so desperate to hide Harry Reid's connection to the communist Chinese energy company linked to the Clive and Bundy land grab, they are now even deleting Google's cache version of the explosive document originally deleted from the BLM website. And then we have the number one story on the internet Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Number one, you can go to our articles where it links to the big aggregate sites that track it. Google said it was number one story. The other sites, number one, Alexa, number one story in the world. In the world was Harry Reid. And so now we learn who's who. We see the so-called conservative talk show host running around saying this isn't true, protecting Harry Reid. Because it's a big deal. You know, if the Chinese can't buy up Hollywood, the communist, and if they can't buy up the oil fields, and if they can't buy up the... And by the way, if they wanted to come pay for your private property, that's fine. But no, they go and kick farmers and ranchers off land that they have the grazing rights to. And then they just, make a little investment here and hire a few people's kids that happen to be in the U.S. Senate. And then they get to have the property and get a nice cut of the energy deal, whether it ever even gets built. They use government energy funds to build it. Hell, just have an office building like some of these energy companies. Or they just have an office building, you know, and there's nobody in it. Like Solyndra, and you get $500 million. I guess Solyndra didn't happen, huh? Either? Another conspiracy theory I Remember drugs? They said it was a conspiracy theory. There's a $5,000 fine this year. You don't get Obamacare if you own a business. Of course, that's in the bill, but doesn't matter. Matt Drudge is a conspiracy theorist, too.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I had a great private conversation with Ron Paul yesterday, a lengthy one, and he's just doing a lot of great, exciting things. It was a private conversation, but down the road, I'm sure folks will hear. Just so many interesting things going on. Liberty is certainly on the march on a planetary level. But there's going to be pushback against that. You know, today we pay our tax money, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, that wasn't set up till 1913. And then on average, Americans didn't pay income tax until World War II. They called it a war tax. And then in 51, they made it permanent. Just like we didn't have property taxes in this country the last 100 years, and it wasn't universal till about 30 years ago. You don't own your land, folks, if you pay a property tax. It's not really your land. You pay a rent. Clive Bundy and 7 generations of his family since the 1870s have the surface foraging water rights. And for those that don't know, this is universal across Europe, England, and the U.S. It's common law, certified by state and federal law. That if you were the first in a territory or area and you use the water and the range, you have the claim on the land. Now, they've used ignorance to distract the public and say, Bundy's not paying his taxes, he's lazy. If you're an illegal coming and having an anchor baby or you're a corporation getting corporate welfare like Solyndra, that's fine. or if you're Microsoft, you know, paying zero tax or whatever, that's okay. But if you're Clive Bundy producing beef for this country, you're a low-down, lazy, freeloading piece of garbage. According to Neocon Radio and MSNBC and CNN and Media Matters that the White House runs. And then they went further. We, last week, got the BLM documents from the Google cache. They'd taken them off the BLM site where they said Clive Bundy is a recharge zone area set aside where if we're going to use this area for the solar panels next door, we got to use him for the power lines, and we've got to use him as a set aside under international UNESCO rules where you can't use the property. That's how they do it. They have a, quote, carbon sink, as they call it. That's the global treaty. That if they're going to use this, well, your land can't be used. It's Nature Conservancy stuff. And we're showing the documents on screen right now. They've since pulled it off Google. They're so upset, and they've got Reed running around with people running defense for him saying this doesn't exist. They're in a lot of trouble, folks. Now, we've got him to the bottom of the hour, maybe longer. I want to go to him now to cover the waterfront and to discuss everything that's unfolding. But I wanted to play Harry Reid saying it's not over yet yesterday with the most disgusting you-know-what-eating grin. The true grin of a psychopath, kleptocrat, I mean, it just says a trillion words. The smugness of thinking he's untouchable, that he's invincible, all the horrible things, the gun grabbing, the open borders, the attacks on families. This guy, and I'm not in the LDS, so I don't want to speak for folks, but the Mormons I know are all upstanding, really hardworking, good people at the front lines of fighting the New World Order. I want to know why Harry Reid's at the forefront of destroying this country and the world. I want to ask why he hasn't been thrown out of his church. Maybe that's not my business, but let me throw that at you, Clive Bundy. What's your take on this man? I wouldn't call him a Christian. I wouldn't call him anything but a scallywag.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The people of the state of Nevada elected him. They elected him to the United States Senate to take care of business on the, like things like fighting foreign wars and doing the business with other countries. They didn't elect him to come back to Nevada and have anything to do with this public land of Clark County, Nevada. So this is not none of his business. He has no jurisdiction authority. We didn't elect him to be here. We haven't asked him to be here. Harry, get your back where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to be doing.
If you had Harry Reid in front of you right now, what would you say to him? Because he definitely watches and listens to this show.
I would tell him the exact same thing I just told you. I did tell Harry right now. That's where we never elected him to come down here and bring his army and against we the people. We never did do that, and we're not going to accept that one more time ever.
Well, you're definitely a ghost of our forefathers. That's exactly how they talked. And it's so alien now for a lot of city slickers to hear somebody saying, I won't back down. I want to play this clip of Harry Reid.
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Unbelievable. I think it's violating the law to taser people for no reason for free speech or to body slam women from behind or set dogs on people or to point guns at everybody saying we will shoot if you cross the line. Sir, we have the audio. We played the video. It's a viral video. You were there with David Knight, my reporter, and Josh Owens, the cameraman. Around 1,000 people. So historical. Looked like Ceausescu's Romania when the people turned on him, or the fall of the Berlin Wall, or if Tiananmen Square would have gone better. Describe what it was like when you decided to say, hey, we're going in to get the cattle. We're going over their line. And just like Lexington saying, we're not going to fire the shot heard around the world, but if they fire, we'll fire all the rest. What was that like, Mr. Bundy?
Well, sort of realize or feel the setting, know the setting. We had the Clark County Sheriff, Doug Gillespie, standing right beside me, and he had made a statement and been negotiating with the enemy, the BLM, and come there to give we the people a statement, and the people didn't accept his statement. So the people gave him a mandate to disarm those people over in that compound, the BLM. Those militants that were armed over. over there and been tormenting us for several weeks. He said, go disarm, or the people said, Sheriff, go take their guns away. And we gave the sheriff 1 hour to do that. And he didn't do that. And we gave him another 15 minutes, and he didn't do that. And we gave him another 5 minutes, and he didn't do that. And we had asked the media to bring this information back. Tell us what the sheriff is doing, and what is the sheriff, taking those arms back? And we asked that he take those arms back, which is about 3 miles away, well, about 5 miles away from where we were, and bring those arms and put them under the flags where we were where we were all congregated. They didn't do that. They did not do that. The media did not give us a report. We had, 1,000 people there, and 50, 60 horses up on the hill, and nothing was said about the cattle. This whole thing was not about cattle. It was about the people's rights and their liberty and their freedom, and they was mad about the First Amendment rights only in these little pig pens.
I understand the cattle were basically like taking the flag back, and that's...
the cattle hadn't been talked about all day, and then people started to say, "What about the cattle?" And they was ready to go, and so I said, "Go get them." And when I said, "Go get them," it was those horses went running off the hills and the flags. And the people, got in like 300 cars.
You look like a John Wayne movie meets V for Vendetta. I got to say, I literally was in ecstasy because I was so worried about everybody getting shot and a war breaking out. And when the feds backed off, I got really happy. And I want to be friends with those feds. And I want them to become Americans again. And I think they did when they stood down. I think sanity prevailed. And I know they felt bad having to retreat, but Americans have been retreating in the face of the globalists for so long. We've been retreating. We're tired of getting pissed on.
We're not going to do it no more. And those people were ready. And, I guess I have to take the blame or the credit, however you want to do. I did say, go do it. We didn't order them to do it. Each individual had made that decision, and some stayed. I feel sorry for the ones that didn't go, but the ones that did went and faced those that army with guns, and they went right up to their face, knowing they could get shot any second, and they went up there, and they forced the United States government to get the hell out of our state, and they did. They left in a hurry.
Well, if what you've done is... go ahead.
One thing that didn't get done, the sheriff still didn't do his job. He still has a job to do. He should have took those guns as those guys run, but they didn't.
Well, I want to talk about that now because it's so alien to people to hear you say, we don't want these armed BLM. It'd be one thing if they had a few armed police BLM for any type of, crisis or problems that happened, and if they behave like police. But when they're in military outfits, and those guys are clearly military people, in fact, a lot of them look like mercenaries. They don't look like BLM. They look like real special forces operators. I know them when I see them on both sides. And when you see that and that they're ready to kill people, fresh back from Afghanistan, just 10 years ago, no one would put up with roving paramilitary federal police. More of them than there are people. And that bicyclist nearby that didn't stop and they shot him in the back a few weeks ago and the aggressiveness of them. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't want roving federal goons. If the Austin Police Department acted like these people, I'd say disband the Austin Police Department.
Well, sure. Let me talk a little constitution here. We, the people, have elected our county sheriff and we give him part of our sovereignty. Take care of some legal things. And what he's supposed to take care of is he's supposed to take care of our life, liberty, and property. Now, that authority has never been given to any of those federal officers. If there's a problem, say down in the park, if there's a problem, they need to call the county sheriff and let them come and take care of it. They don't need to think they can take care of it. They're working as like a guest. Like a Boy Scout, they're supposed to be helping people, serving people, and being there for people, not to be carrying their guns and being a great authority. If there's a need, Every county in the United States, there's like 3,100 of them. Every county has a county sheriff, and that's why we elected him and paid him to take care of those problems.
No, I hear you. I'm just so pro-gun, unless they totally disband the BLM. Out west, it's dangerous. You need guns. I mean, do you think the park rangers should be able to have guns then?
No. Why do they need guns? I don't need a gun on my ranch. I go over all of the areas. They play the park ranger. I've never needed a gun ever in my whole life. Neither has any of my cowboys. Not one of us ever needed a gun. If we needed a gun, we'd call the county sheriff. Say, hey, we need some help out here. That's what the park ranger should do. And that's what the BLM should do. And that's what the Fish and Wildlife should do. And that's what the even the FBI should do. They don't have no arresting power or anything. If they have a problem, call the sheriff and have him take care of their problem. Help them with them. They're there to serve. Only to serve we the people, not to shoot us.
Well, I know this. They claim that BLM only has 200 armed officers total. There's a major arms race in the federal government. And I looked at those guys they brought in, and I happen to know they use U.S. military on the border in regular clothes, because I've got family that has run operations on the border and in Mexico. And I'll guarantee you, most of those so-called BLM guys that were out there were not even BLM. They were probably Joint Task Force 6 or 7 out of Texas. If I had to guess, those were U.S. Army. If that is the case, what do you say to that? That sounds pretty treasonous to me.
Well, I don't see much difference in BLM and the United States Army coming after we, the people of America, and we, the people of the state of Nevada.
Paramilitary.
I know that both of it's against the Constitution of the United States. When since does any United States bureaucracy have a right to come against we the people or have arms? I don't see anything like that. They can carry arms as individuals, but when they're in their uniform and at their job, they should not have a gun with them. Only person with a uniform and a job would be our county sheriffs and their deputies. They're the only people that should be carrying guns here in America. Everybody else in America should carry a gun as a person. That's their first or Second Amendment right. They should be able to carry a gun, but not as a official servant of we the people, except the sheriff.
Well, I hear you. The way they act, I mean, they just really acted like they hated in those videos of them tasering people and attacking. They acted like they really hated peaceful demonstrators. They wanted a war.
I don't know if individually hate us, but they sure was standing there. And, I feel sorry for those people, their souls. I mean, gee whiz, you come against your own people, we the people, and you're threatened to shoot them. And, I mean, it come within a hair of being somebody pulling the trigger. Now, you got to remember, we the people was not armed. It was only the federal officers that was armed. Or whatever you want to call them. They were armed with heavy armor.
Well, that's right. Most of the people did not have firearms that walked up to the line. There were some militia people there that stayed up mainly on the embankment, were aiming down. It was a very tense situation. Our reporters clearly heard it. You can hear it. It's hard on radio to pick it up on AM, but on the video that's gone viral of the feds retreating, you can hear them saying, back up, we will shoot. Did you audibly yourself hear them say, we will shoot?
I wasn't there. I didn't personally hear that, and I only have seen little clips on video. My wife and I stayed on that stage where we talked and under the flags. We stayed there through this whole operation, and so we just were sort of watching for the flag to come over the hill, and we knew somebody was successful. All the time we was there, BLM had an airplane that was flying in a circle around the encampment, and we could see that airplane.
Well, I saw some of your sons and daughters leading it and telling them, no, we're not backing down, and then cutting open the gate. Which one of your sons was that did that?
I had about three or four sons there and some daughters. I had some sisters there, and, there was like 1,000 people there. A lot of those people on the horses were cowboys, neighbors, and friends. And I had family and friends there, but there was many, many more people I didn't have no But I'll tell you one thing. I shook hands with most every person there, and I hugged their women. And them people were good people. And one thing I understand, the souls of American people, and I think it's all the way around the world, there's a lot of good people. In fact, every soul is good. And I realize that we need our individual rights to exercise agency. That's what I think our Constitution gives us.
Absolutely. You got to have free will or you're not even conscious. You're not even a person. And you got to have private property and privacy to do that. Now, what about Ron Paul and others? There's been talk about, Harry Reid saying we're not done yet. We played that clip earlier. Ron Paul had this to say. I want to get Clive Bundy's take on it. This is Ron Paul with Neil Cavuto last night.
Well, I guess you can go either two ways. I'm hoping this is very positive of things to come where the people stand up and object to the federal government's intrusion into our lives and everything that we do. And when the people do get together and stand up, I think governments will be forced to back down. But the other thing is governments don't give up their power easily, and they may well come back with a lot more force like they did at Waco with the Davidians. So I don't know which way it's going, but so far, so good. I was delighted that they got through those couple days and there wasn't any shooting and no killing, because I really encourage, the demonstration against unfairness by our government, but I'd like to see it all nonviolent. And that weekend turned out so far to be a good step.
But people are very angry, to your point, Congressman, right. And you hope it never comes to violence.
And then Judge Napolitano breaks down that you shouldn't have federal courts ruling over federal land disputes, and that it should be a state court that does that. I think that's a good point that that Judge Andrew Napolitano makes, Mr. Bundy.
Well, Ron Paul, if he was our president of the United States, I don't believe this would ever happen. He would have fought this war for us before this time. And so I understand Ron Paul's place, and I wish he would. I wish we wouldn't have to fight this war, but we do have to fight this war, and we are ready, and we're ready to do it. We're willing, and we're actually excited about it. It's something that. When have we ever had this opportunity to fight for freedom like this? And those people that stood in that line, which I wasn't in that line, but those that stood in that line, their souls was on the line. Their lives are on the line. And their dedication to the freedom in this land was definitely sure demonstrated there.
David Knight told me he's never experienced anything like it in his life. Same thing, Josh Owens. It is really putting yourself on the line for true human freedom. That opens up your heart, opens up your soul. It's what makes you more alive, and you cross those barriers. Every time I've risked my life covering a story or dealing with death threats or any of it, every time I just commit and go through the fear, the world opens up, discernment opens up. You're right when you say it's spiritual, Clive. It is.
Yeah, it definitely has to be a spiritual thing. Many people, well, not that many, but all people, and I think all people across this world are getting the opportunity with this modern media we have, all this technology we have, they're getting the opportunity to feel this, and I think that they will respond positively.
Does your gut tell you that the feds are coming back after you? Obviously they'll come back legally at you, but what does your gut tell you? When Harry Reid, have you seen the video of him smiling with that demonic smile?
No, but, I did too. I actually seen it. Somebody's made a video in here, and they've got him. But no, I'm not afraid. I've got right here in my hand, just here for him. I don't know what to see, about four or five certified letters from the government. So I'm so sure their lawyers have been excited. I haven't even opened them. So yeah, no, I don't think they're going to come after us soon. I think we, the public, are going to rally and continue on pushing forth to de-arm these people. And encouraging our county sheriffs to de-arm United States bureaucracies. And there's a lot of bureaucracies, not just BLM and Parks.
I want to do five more minutes with you on the other side, then we'll let you go to talk specifically constitutionally about the role of the sheriff that Sheriff Mack talks about so much and other key points. So we'll put some bookends on this straight ahead with Cliven Bundy, the patriarch of what is probably going to become known as the flashpoint of the next American Revolution. My gut tells me this is very important, just what happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Monday through Friday,
this dog house here is
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We broadcast worldwide. We return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, with our great team of reporters. But most importantly are your prayers and support. Thank you so much for all you do out there. Undoubtedly, the actions of the feds, beating people up, attacking anyone trying to demonstrate peacefully on the side of state highways, the sheriff standing down, the troops garrisoned amongst the people that violates one of the first 10 Bill of Rights, it was something that the public needed to respond to. And Tiananmen Square happened. In fact, I saw a graphic in one of Watson's articles on InfoWars today I want to show that shows what I described already last week, Saturday when it happened, was like the tanks of Obama, the tanks of the UN driving up and you got a cowboy in front of it. In fact, I want our graphics department to make one where it's the Tiananmen Square photo, but where it's UN tanks. That's more proper. That's what this treaty is to do this. And then there's the cowboy in front of it. But I'll find that in a moment. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, his top three stories, Harry Reid on cattle battle, it's not over. Under that, Ron Paul warns feds could launch Waco-style assault. That's an InfoWars.com article. And then a great photo and image, an article at CBS News. Founding fathers didn't create government like this. And it's a story with the man who's on with us right now, Cliven Bundy. And you know, his quotes and what he has to say. But he basically gives his point. And, you know, people are sick of it. I happen to have run into three. Well, I ran into two. And somebody told me about another. Austin cops on Saturday who all, you know, said, hey, isn't it great, you know, that nothing violent happened and that the feds back down. It is time for us to push back. You know, the feds have too much land. They're, you know, the taxes are too high. Everybody knows we're being screwed here. And so just the image of the cowboys riding down, being threatened to be shot, going over, all of this happening is so archetypal and so powerful. All right, Cliven, I want to give you the final comments here about trying to get these armed paramilitaries out of your area where your family's been since 1877. I wish they'd be down on the border, but Obama's getting rid of that. I wish they would, you know, deal with some actual crime. I could show them some crack dealers down the street from where my office is, but no, I guess they're out there making sure that on thousands of square miles, nobody holds up a protest sign against the BLM.
Well, you know, I guess this is my opportunity to say we need to get rid of these bureaucracies, especially the arms of them. You know, arms, I'm talking about the guns that they carry around. We've got bureaucracies all over the country, and they are creating their own armies within the bureaucracies, and then they bring these bureaucracies together to come against we the people. And, you know, they created an army within the United States. It's even bigger than the army that we have to fight the world. And so it's time now to take these guns away from these people and give the sheriff power, policing power, back to our sheriffs. And, hey, if our sheriff needs help, we the people will help those sheriffs take care of things. But these sheriffs have good deputies, and let them have our policing power. We the people have elected and pay these sheriffs to protect our life, liberty, and property. We have no desire anymore in this United States for the United States government to be carrying weapons and acting like sheriffs. That's got to end right now. And county sheriffs, get the job done. Take these arms away from these bureaucracies.
I agree with you. Let me play a clip of Obama. A clip of Obama where he said they want a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military, and they've armed almost every federal agency, spending up to $198 million per Social Security building with private mercenaries, actual combat troops, combat veterans, cream of the crop, thousands of armored vehicles deployed and delivered, helicopters, open training to take on the Tea Party. That's in Forbes magazine. We, of course, broke it, but I'm saying it's mainstream news. What do you make of them building up this domestic army? I want to get your take on that, Clive, but first, here's this clip of Obama, candidate Obama, in 2008.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And who do they deal with? Well, they deal with ranchers in the middle of a wasteland. Clive, your comment on that.
That's exactly what was coming against we the people. We as a rancher, we the people here in Clark County. That is exactly what they were doing. That was exactly the army that was coming against we the people. And that's exactly the army I'm saying county sheriffs disarm them. And each county sheriff, there are like 3,100 county sheriffs in this United States. Each one of you take your responsibility and get the guns away from these people. They are an army within us, and individually you can take care of that. Those arms in your county, it won't have to be a big national or international war. get the job done.
Well, back in 1962 or 61, when they had the UT Tower shooting, I forget the year, my buddy Mike Hansen's dad, there's famous photos at the museum of his dad in the ambulance getting shot, and the ambulance getting shot up as he pulled around saving people that were shot. And while he's getting people into the ambulance, his dad was a hot rod racer. That's why he became an ambulance driver. In the old days, those guys were like, drove a Ghostbuster-style ambulance. So he'd drive that up and down Congress. But there's all these photos of his dad, sitting there picking the people up, getting them into the, by himself, putting them on stretchers, getting them in there. He was a big guy, and they were shooting at him. And it was, and everybody just pulled their rifles out and pinned him down. So a citizen and a police department, and I've interviewed both of them, could one of them became a Texas Ranger later, could go up and kill that guy. And it was actually the civilian, as they'd call him, who actually got the first shots off, and then the cop shot him as well. But both of them had courage. But I mean, nowadays, imagine if somebody was on a tower and citizens started pulling guns out, I guarantee you the cops would probably shoot you. And it just shows the domestication situation. It was 1966. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to change this around. The sovereignty, the policing power is in we the people, and we only give part of that power to our county sheriff. And we give no power to the United States government in that sense to come down against the citizen. The power of the United States government is supposed to deal with foreign problems, not within the United States, not we the people. You get your armies and fight the battle somewhere else to protect this land, not harass their people.
Well, that's right. Every third world cesspit has a domestic military that rules over the people and becomes an oppressive group of gangster thugs, and we don't want gangster government. Final comment from you, sir, and then I want to give out your website and put his blog on screen for TV viewers, and I'll get the URL for folks so I can give it out here on air. But Scarborough of MSNBC, I guess he kind of represents the establishment, a so-called Republican. And we've had some other Republican talk show hosts criticizing him, not to your face, but behind your back and having you on. I'm not going to name names. It's just very shameful and misconstruing what's going on. He says you need to obey the law. I wanted to play that clip and let you respond to basically this entire group of people.
It's not libertarianism. You actually, if you respect the rule of law.
Right.
Yeah.
And there have been laws passed.
This guy for 20 years has been breaking the law, using federal land. He hasn't been paying the grazing fees that everybody else pays. For some reason, this guy thinks that the laws that apply to every other rancher in the United States of America don't apply to him. And there's no doubt the Bureau of Land Management overreacted. This could have been handled much better. So I think you go even people on the further boundaries of the right in the conservative movement think that if this guy is going to use federal land, then this guy should actually pay the fees. And he owes over $1 million right now.
All right.
And so this is,
that's enough. You want to respond to that? Because, I mean, Rosa Parks needs to follow the rule and sit at the back of the bus. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I would like to respond to that. First, if I owe $1 million, if I owe that, I'd be happy to pay that to the proper form of government. Well, it would have to be my state. And the other thing is, this is not about Cliven Bundy. It's not about his cows or not about his grazing rights. What it's about is liberty and freedom of we the people. And we the people is making this move, not Clive and Bundy. So, America, make it move. Let's take these guns away from these bureaucracies and enjoy some freedom and liberty. That's when we go out and enjoy a picnic or at the park. Let's don't let those people ruin our picnic.
Well, I mean, look, bottom line, your family had the rights. They started claiming all these fees. They ran all the other families off with the fees because they couldn't survive. Beef prices are all-time highs. Briefly, can you speak to that, beef prices being at all-time highs because they admit people are getting out of the cattle business because of all the fines and fees and regulations?
Well, that's true. The Western United States could produce a lot of beef for American people and a lot of beef for the world. We could be feeding these, and this public land in the sense of public land, should be producing beef and should be producing oil and coal and gas. It should be producing things, and that's what God made it for us to produce. There's renewable resources, and there are lots of resources, and there's plenty. There's plenty for us if we just use it. And the world is needing beef and fuel and all these things. And one of the reasons why our beef is short is because we're not using this land. The other is like Argentina and Brazil, these countries that produce a lot of beef. We have countries now like China that can afford beef. And so they sell that beef going to China instead of to America. So our supply is not as import supply is falling away. We need to start producing. We need to produce beef on this land for you, the people.
That's right. Well, finally, in your gut, do you feel like this was a really big historical event and an example and a blueprint of Americans stopping their endless retreat from government bureaucracy and kleptocratic foreign offshore corporations that have hijacked the nation?
I feel like that those people that stood on that line against the United States guns, it has to be historic. It has to be a point where we're saying no more. No more in America will we put up with this type of action.
Well said. Well, I tell you, it's been Joel Skousen, who lives out near your area, who's been predicting that the first resistance to Agenda 21 physically will be communities that break away in Nevada, in Utah, in areas of Colorado, in Idaho and other areas. He's been predicting that that's got the people in it that'll be the first to resist. And that's why there's a big exodus to Montana and to Wyoming and other areas of people fleeing the collapsing cities and just the evil. Well, Mr. Bundy, thank you so much for all your time. We'll get more updates as this unfolds. And we're watching your back and you watch ours. But God bless you. And we salute your bona fide, real, true grit, sir.
And thank you, America. You're the greatest people, not only, you know, as individuals, you're great. And there's people across this world, we're all great in God's eyes. Bless you, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, sir. There goes Mr. Bundy. And there's no fault with this man. And as a libertarian, you can't be what I call a cafeteria libertarian, where you just pick and choose if you're a constitutionalist. And I guess I just have more knowledge than a lot of people. I'm not bragging. It just freaks me out. I want to believe that people like Scarborough and Glenn Beck and George Soros and Media Matters and CNN and Rachel Maddow and Salon and all the groups attacking me, because they know we've started the story, Drudge carried it. They don't like Drudge. They don't like us because we're real libertarians. They don't like World End Daily because they're real. I mean, we really want to beat the New World Order. I mean, we really do want freedom. And, you know, I didn't want there to be a war starting. I didn't want there to be a shootout. I was on the edge of my seat watching all this unfold and reporting here from Austin. I had no idea it would get this crazy. And then when it didn't happen and we had this victory, I really savored it and knew how important it was. And then I watched all the talking heads belittle it and say it wasn't a victory. The feds are coming back, blah, blah. Of course they're coming back. The point is we kicked their butt. George Washington kicked the Hessians' butts at Trenton. And it didn't mean he didn't lose a bunch of other battles. He had a fighting spirit. It's the fighting spirit and knowing we're in the right and not letting the system always tell us we're in the wrong that is going to give us the moral high ground. And we're going to win. But they bought off all the big churches. You go to these churches, I don't care what they are here in Austin, these big ones. I've been to a bunch. You're going to get a government-loving sermon. You're going to get do-what-the-system-says sermon. You're going to get follow the rules, follow the law. When they fix the voting, we all know that. I don't want to hear your Romans 13 out of context, or I want to hear Hitler was good, and Stalin was good, and Genghis Khan was good. You know they weren't. I want to hear that Moses should have done what Pharaoh said. He was the government of God. No, he wasn't. The whole Bible is about standing up and resisting tyrants, and being enslaved and killed, but then the next generation winning and persevering. And I go listen to these preachers, and they are a bunch of corporate whores who just want a big mega church in a mansion with their trophy wives. They are devils. I go to these big churches, I can look at them, and they are devils. And they look at me, and they know, and they don't like it. Because they're there to keep people that are looking for God down. They're there to keep people that are looking for freedom down, thinking they found it with them. They're a fake facade. And I just pray those facades are torn down, and they are going to be torn down. And Lord knows I'm not perfect, but I try to be a good man, and I ask God to lift up InfoWars, as God's already done, and to empower me to be a stronger, better person, and then I'll take whatever the consequences are, God, but I want to be used as a weapon against the New World Order. I just absolutely turn myself over to be a good man, and I want to do what's right, and I just give my will over to God. And if you do that, folks, you will want to oppose these people. It'll burn in your bones. If your preacher isn't calling for an end to the New World Order, isn't calling for an end to abortion, it's just some glitter bug up there making you feel good and telling you you're special because you got Jesus and you're good and everybody else is a devil. That's a big fat devil sitting up there in the pulpit, and they're the biggest reason this country and the world's going to hell in the handbasket. Put the sunglasses on and see the devil in the pulpit.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We'll be right back.
We have a special agent formerly with the Treasury, Joe Bannister, joining us in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up the last 30 minutes to talk about the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve and its collection agency, the IRS. We have a big IRS insider here at one of the main IRS facilities in the country. They're looking at furloughing most of their employees they already have. And they're saying they're seeing around half the tax returns come in so far they've ever seen. And it just looks like people aren't going to file taxes. And they're trying to go directly to, of course, digital, so you have no choice, but that won't matter. I mean, people, when they know there's a lawless government, they stop going along with it. They stop working with it. And that's what you're going to see happen. And, of course, the globalists are ready for that. That's why they want to collapse society. They know that tyranny collapses society, so they said, that's fine. We'll just call it Agenda 21 and codify it into a system that we're exempt from. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. FBI will have up to one-third of Americans on biometric databases by next year. The new Google contacts that are coming out have built-in cameras. Told you that was coming, and there you go. Civil war looms in Ukraine. Very important report. Then we've got feds desperate to hide Harry Reid's link to Bundy land grab. That's right. So they can say that there's no such thing. It's listed in there as part of the energy deal with the Chinese and Harry Reid. Bundy's listed. But they want to say conspiracy theory. Sorry, can't do it. Notice how that's the default hoax event. And now they've got Scarborough going, even conservative right-wing people are against Bundy. Everybody's against him. Well, he's stealing, isn't he? And you got to follow the law in America, blah, blah, blah. What if he was breaking a law, which he's actually in the law, right? When the government's totally criminal, they could pass a law tomorrow saying you got to chop your legs off. You going to do it? Federal courts have ruled black people aren't humans. We later recognized that was wrong. Federal court ruled Obamacare is a wonderful thing. You like it? Paying taxes to foreign banks? I mean, what a screw job. Supreme Court said, hey, they can exempt anybody they like and make you pay it. Totally discriminatory, on its face illegal. We say it's legal. Well, you can take your Supreme Court ruling, you can cram it in the trash can. You can fly a kite. You can jump in a lake or a cliff. Whatever you like, we're done, okay? We know a bunch of crooks when we see them. You can run around yelling racism all day. That doesn't work on people anymore. Oh, boy. Briefly, we're going to come back with Joe Bannister and a bunch of other geopolitical news that's breaking on InfoWars.com, PresentBlana.com, Real Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter. DrugReport.com has a bunch of crazy news on it. Ebola spreading into major cities in Africa for the first time. Major magazine comes out with what to do when D.C.'s nuked. It's just totally crazy. We're going to be getting into that. Ukraine on the brink. Military recaptures Eastern Airport, pushes tanks towards Flashpoint City. Fragile Europe weakens U.S. push for sanctions. Reuters calls it the beginnings of civil war. I mean, this is just cuckoo land. I told you all that was serious. Oh, Alex, it's not that bad in Ukraine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Brzezinski's book says that's where they're going to start World War III. And guess who's running things right now? Briefly, if you believe in these powerful transmissions, the nightly news is subscription, but then we put it out for everybody the next day free. So you're funding hardcore information warfare. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, and you can share it with up to 11 of your friends. Join the revolution today, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait. We need your support. This is a key information warfare platform. We need your help. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at this headline. Police use automated license plate readers to track drivers, compile store travel records of everyone. I told you in 1996 that was going on. It was in trade publications. Everybody said, we don't do that in America. There is no way. That's true, Alex. We do not appreciate you fear-mongering and bringing stuff like that up. I probably need to reboot this computer. It's really slow today. I thought InfoWars was slow, but now I realize it's everything. There it is, watchdog.org. Who's watching me? Police took photos of my license plates. And then they've got a CBS News article right there breaking all that down and how they stored the license plates. Remember how long we told you? Remember how long we told you that that was going on? Daily Caller's also reporting on it. Virginia cops constantly photograph random people's license plates. Well, folks, a lot of the cars have it now. And if you've got a U.S. plate out and you lost your license and you can't even keep your job and you can't pay all the bills, you don't want to go on welfare, and so you're driving in a car like half people I know, and you're wondering why you're constantly getting pulled over, it's because they have you in a database that you don't have insurance or that you haven't paid the registration. You've got to put Mexican plates on your car and you will be godlike. And I'm not telling you to do this yourself. I know people that have done it. They are now invisible. They don't get pulled over. They don't get messed with. Nothing happens to them. They are literally like Casper the Friendly Ghost. No one can see them. And it just shows how crazy it is to be in the system. And they just keep writing the tickets and writing the tickets and writing the tickets till people go bankrupt. They lose their job. They go on welfare. Mission complete. Destroy the country. Shut down the farmers. Shut down the factories. Shut down the ranches. Shut down the culture. Abort the babies. Shut down the new road building. Ship the jobs overseas. Break America. The bitter clingers cling to their Bibles and their guns. Don't worry. We'll bankrupt them. We'll get them. And when libertarians and constitutionalists try to take over the Republican Party, you'll have a giant horde of neocons there and fake conservatives demonizing anybody that talks about the FEMA camps, the drones, the bullets, the Bundys. And they'll just say, Bundys are bad. There are no bullets. There is no New World Order. There are no checkpoints. None of it's true. None of it's true. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. But then they'll pay lip service and go, I'm a libertarian talk show host. I've given up on the Republican establishment. Listeners, come join me. Follow me. I talk about the New World Order sometimes. You know, it's run by the Democrats. Yeah. And, but we need to attack Putin. We need to have this war in Russia. And we need to, you know, Russia's behind the Boston bombing now. And Alex Jones is bad. It's like, wow. You really find out who's who when you get down to brass tacks. The good news is the message of liberty's already been put out. The good news is that people know the score. They know how things work now more and more, that it's foreign offshore banks above the law, tax exempt, that are lobbying to raise taxes on poor people. And I know the Democratic Party's race baiting, creating racial division to make it about racial conflict in the future, because they're going to screw everybody so bad financially, they know everybody's going to leave them. So they've got to just make it about race issues instead of real issues. And the Republicans are just a bunch of sold out right wing of the Democratic Party, desperately trying to destroy any libertarian takeover. And desperately on every major neocon channel defending Harry Reid. Because they got to defend Harry Reid. Harry Reid's telling them, look, if I go down for this, you're all going to go down. I know all about your swindles and side deals and land deals. We're all in this together, strangling America. Now join me and Bill Clinton and come in for the big win.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio
Racist.
Network.
Racist. Change
now,
the channel.
Live
Racist.
From Austin, Texas.
Change it. Put the Obama
Alex
channel
Jones.
On. Yeah, yeah.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we're living our dream. Everything is better when we stick together.
We should cut into this intro, the Ellen DeGeneres going,
oh my gosh, President, everyone loves it. It's so wonderful. Everyone should thank you for the Obamacare. Oh my gosh.
And he goes, well, that's right, Ellen. It cuts it down to the price of a phone bill or cable bill. I mean, lies. Well, Ellen, you can keep your doctor, actually. In your dreams. I mean, so ridiculous. Everything is wonderful. Don't be extreme. Oh my gosh, that bad man Bundy. Here's what I want to say about the Bundy Ranch standoff. Then we're going to get into Obamacare, tax day, all the rest of it. It's that our forebears, I saw a Boston Globe article more than a decade ago that estimated the amount of tea dumped in the harbor. Tea was a luxury from India at the time, not cheap. It was an upper class thing to even be able to have it. Was over $6 million adjusted for today in one ship that they dumped into the harbor. So they dressed up in disguises, left the Green Dragon in, went over, and dumped the tea in the harbor. And they also went around when redcoats would beat people up or rape somebody. Well, redcoats would get found with a throat slit. Or they'd get them in public and dump hot tar on them, which a lot of times killed you. Because, see, when you dump hot tar on somebody, it creates third-degree burns across the body. And then they would put feathers on it. And people say, ah, oh, tar and feather. They would pour hot tar on people. And, of course, that's called our founders. We call them terrorists today, according to the Army in Fort Hood. They say that the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Because they were about 50 times more aggressive than Clive Bundy. You know, I yelled at Piers Morgan and said, listen, it's about taking our guns and enslaving us. Stop the fake debate. You're trying to trick us. You're a foreigner doing this. Go back to England, redcoat. Nothing against the people in England. You're a redcoat. You're a foreign soldier. Oh, my gosh, he yelled at him. We're so discredited. I mean, you don't raise your voice. When the Brits came to take the guns from the Brits, they were English citizens, predominantly. When they came, Paul Revere wrote around saying, to arms, the redcoats are coming. Oneth by land, toeth by sea. Prepare yourselves. And then they started shooting people. Oh, my gosh. Oh, when the government funds the Ukrainians to overthrow the government and shoot the police and Molotov cocktail, oh, my gosh, the CIA asset on CNN. But by the way, I don't just say that. He's admittedly CIA. Anderson Cooper. Just, this is so wonderful. Look how handsome that man is. Oh, my gosh. I love the Molotov cocktail. So sexy. Oh, they just shot that unarmed cop for no reason. Clearly, it's an elected government, not perfect. But compared to a lot of globalist governments, the point is it was an outside-funded group. Imagine if some outside group, if Russia was funding an overthrow of the government. Even if our government was bad, I'd be against it because that's wrong. I'm not a traitor. But, you know, Obama went 2 years ago, and Panetta went before the Congress and said, we get our authority from the UN and NATO. We can launch wars whenever we want. And the Congress is like, excuse me? That's a violation of the Constitution. Why not? They've already violated everything else with the NSA and the Patriot Act and the NDAA and all the power grabbing and all the, well, they're the feds. I mean, they got guns. I mean, they got big badges. I mean, let's kiss their butts immediately. Saw the new Muppet movie, you know, where the FBI guy keeps pulling out bigger badges with the Interpol. And then pretty soon they get a delivery. It was a pretty bad movie, but that part was fun. I took my kids to it. Pulls out a giant badge, you know, bigger than he is. And I think Joe Bannister, he says he has a joke photo for us. Not a joke about him and his family, but it's you know, to point out that they just worship this image of the badge and the uniform. Well, then worship the Nazis then. They had some of the best looking uniforms I've ever seen. That's why, they were made by Hugo Boss, And I guess that's why they had Hugo Boss do the Star Wars uniforms, same company, for the Imperial officers. So it looks scary and authoritative. I mean, if a uniform's all that matters, should the Nazis rule the Earth? They had the best uniforms ever. Seen an SS officer's uniform? It poses a lot of power. But I'm not going to wear one because I don't accept their ideology. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, and the uniform of hard-working American ranchers and the American flags and the horses and the good-looking people and the militia there with their guns, those feds didn't know what to do with people in their own costumes. Because the whole world is a stage, each of us players upon it. It's time for Americans to take back the flag and the Culpeper flag and the cowboy hat and the images of freedom or whatever the image of freedom is that resonates with you, V for Vendetta, whatever. Because we are the people. We are the authority, not the big giant government buildings and the helicopters and the Air Force Ones and Marine Ones and all the garbage, all the red carpets, all the pomp is to make you feel small, make you feel like a peasant. Emperors have been doing this for thousands of years, learning that big walled cities, trumpets to announce them, makes everyone feel small so they can then abuse you. Well, I don't want to live under that. And this was pure civil disobedience because they'd had the grazing rights before. The BLM had claimed these later. He was the only guy still in business of 52 other families because they'd run all the others out when their families on wagon trains when nobody was out there, not even Native Americans. That place, nobody was out there. That was the middle of nowhere. And that's why they went out there so that there was no one they had to take the land from. And then they produce, you know, my dad was down in Paraguay, and we're going to our guest, doing charity medical work. He's done that off and on. And it was Paraguay or was it Uruguay? I forget. He's gone to a bunch of those places. And he, you know, he saw the dynamite thrown on the field during a soccer game. He went and saw one afternoon. And it was on the news. It was a hand grenade. He said he saw it was a stick of dynamite. The guy was like 100 yards from him when he got up and threw it at the ref because he was mad at him. Talk about sports controlling people. But the Amish are the only ones that feed the country, basically. They went and took the desert north, and I went and looked it up online, and there it was in the news, and built everything. Now the socialists want to take it from them. And it's the same thing. It's the same story over and over again of Amish trying to go to the middle of the nowhere desert to be left alone and turning it green and feeding the whole country. There's a couple of South American countries where the Amish literally feed the whole country. Just because they're moral and don't stab each other in the back. Well, it's the same thing. I would just call some of these Mormon folks out in the middle of nowhere, you know, kind of doing the same thing. And here comes the system, and all they've got is being their own group, and they're not going to live under it. And that's the groups the Homeland Security trains to go after. Because they know, in the end of the final equation, you're not going to give in, and then you're going to end up being leaders. Anybody that stands up in a city or a town, black, white, old, young, Catholic, Jewish, agnostic, it doesn't matter. If you stand up for basic liberty, the system's going to come after you because you're a leader. Now, speaking of leaders, I was the first person to ever interview Joe Bannister for radio and TV. Pat Shannon interviewed him for, I think it was Media Bypass, I forget, or maybe Anti-Shyster, I don't remember. And I went and I interviewed him while I was out covering Operation Urban Warrior in 99. And he had just quit as a Treasury agent, armed Treasury agent, you know, one of the raids and stuff, when he heard a radio show claiming that the IRS was basically a collection agency, it was a fraud, Federal Reserve was really private. He said, that's all crazy. Spent a year trying to disprove it, found out it was all true, went and told his superiors about it. They said, go ahead and resign. He did resign. Then they tried to put him in prison repeatedly for speaking out. That made national news, and juries found him not guilty. We're going to break, but I wanted to get him on for 40 minutes here today. On tax day to talk about the fraud that it is. But briefly, Joe, what is your take on the situation with the Bundy Ranch and what's just happened?
Hi, Alex. Well, thanks for having me. Bundys are fellow Nevadans. I've been in Nevada since 2005, and my heart goes out to them and to the people that were out there. I was riveted watching the video stream with David Knight out there and Josh. Riveted like everyone else and rooting for them. They're going up against a big tyranny and, just a very, very, overjoyed that there's a Nevadans like the Bundys, there to, stand their ground.
Well, even if they claim the grazing rights were legal, which I've looked at it, it's not. It's another fraud. And we got to push back someday. It put the other 52 families out of business.
Right. I mean, where else can they go? What else can they do? This is proof that the government won't be happy until you are homeless, you've got nothing to eat, and then if you'll just sign up to be evaluated by the death panel, they'll like it just fine.
Exactly. They want control. And who was it said the power to tax is the power to destroy? It was George Washington first said it, and then the second Supreme Court's Chief Justice said it. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. We're going to talk to Joe Bannister, a true hero on the other side, another man who stood up and went through living hell to tell the truth, former special agent with the Department of Treasury. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Daniel Webster in 1819 in the Supreme Court case. Attribution, the quotation came from the words of Daniel Webster and those of John Marshall in the Supreme Court case, McCulloch versus Maryland. Webster, in arguing the case, said an unlimited power to tax involves necessarily a power to destroy. But the power of taxation by the states may be exercised so as to destroy it. It is too obvious to be denied that the power to tax involves the power to destroy. Cannot be denied is the full quote. Well, let me show you what Agenda 21 is in Cloward and Piven. Forbes magazine today. CBO, Congressional Budget Office. Obamacare will spend more, tax more, and reduce the deficits less than they previously thought. Well, he says raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. So there you go. Magic wand. It says spending projections for 2013 to 2019 have increased with Obamacare $124 billion on taxpayers. And by the way, this is a great tax. You're going to get to pay it. 20 different taxes administered by the IRS. They're now announcing, oh, they will be grabbing your wages. They will be grabbing your bank account. Obamacare was a database for you to come waive your rights to counsel and the right to remain silent and give them the right to come after your bank account and increase the prices. And it's a tax to a foreign group of banks that own the insurance companies, the Supreme Court ruled. But that's not the first time. The IRS pays the private Federal Reserve, as Joe Bannister exposed. So why not? If we already pay the Federal Reserve all this money, and the Federal Reserve private banks own the big insurance companies, why not pay money directly to them? Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, break down what I just said. Give me your take on it and where all this is going.
Well, again, thanks for having me on, Alex. The thing is, there's only 545 people that run our lives, if you think about it. 9 Supreme Court justices, a president, 435 members of Congress, and 100 senators. And it really is within our grasp to change. We can't maybe change those 9 Supreme Court justices so quickly, but those other 536 people, it's really not that difficult. But the problem is that you have 30 to 40% of the population that loves the servitude that we're being given, and the rest of the people that are, they're on the gerbil wheel trying to keep up. As you say, with the Federal Reserve and the income tax, who can blame people trying to just, keep their families fed? But the thing is, as you've pointed out, it's going to get a lot worse. And so we better start fighting a lot more now while we still have a house to live in, a roof over our heads, food to eat. Because the plans are, as you've pointed out so many times, that we won't have those things. And that's how they can really get control of us. We don't even have a roof over our head or food to eat, or if the food we have will be GMO and, fluoridated water and, like I say, just 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on a banana peel.
When you were first speaking out 15, 16 years ago, before all your trials and tribulations, it was pretty rare to have folks saying what we're saying. Now, so much of what we talk about, it's almost passe. It's hidden in plain view, but then no one gets in trouble. What do you call that paradox?
It really kills me, to see, that smug look on Harry Reid's face in that interview that was published yesterday. That's when I saw it, where he's saying, it's not over. It makes me sick to my stomach to think that people like that can not only get into office, but stay in office and then work with their own children. And then appoint, the head of the BLM, and they're all just this little cabal. Where Harry Reid is like the king of Nevada, and he literally is so smug. And then if you can replicate that, of course, by all 50 states, they have their corrupt people, Corzine in New Jersey and, Feinstein and Boxer out in California. They all have their little fiefdom, their little kingdom, and, they're just destroying America, all 50 states at once. Because of these senators and congressmen that keep getting sent to office. And, it drives me crazy. As you say, over 15 years that I've been in this, it's been very gratifying to see more and more people come in and help row the boat. And my hat's always been off to you because, you were in it even before me. We met there, I think it was March or April of 1999 when you were filming your Police State 2000.
Yeah, the military invasion. I want to come back and get into what the IRS is, where it's going, and the fact that they won't prosecute the illegals putting in fake tax returns. It's just incredible, all the things they're doing and how the big corporations don't pay hardly any tax. Because, I mean, Warren Buffett, all of it with Joe Bannister. I'm going to give your website out. He has an excellent website. We'll put that on screen when we come back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding and making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
AgentForTruth.com, Joe Bannister is our guest right now. And we see the globalist starting war with Russia. We see all the craziness going on. We see the massive bureaucratic taxes increasing. Obama promised to not raise taxes. They're going to just eat us alive. And they can just keep saying, it's the law, it's the law, it's the law, and blackmail the Supreme Court to sign off on it. At a certain point, we're going to have to turn this around. We're going right back to Joe Bannister here in just a moment to give him the floor to talk about the situation on tax day and when's enough enough. Half the country now, not even in the work rolls. The rest hanging on by their fingernails, almost everybody I know. is having real hard times, and the answer is more taxes, more regulations, more bureaucracy. So we're going to talk about that with Joe Bannister here on April 15th. But before I go any further, remember that the globalists use making people poor a system of control. And every time we cover Bilderberg or a globalist event, we get the intel that they're mad that people have money to be able to come and protest them, or that people are even able to go do that. And I saw so many comments online like, I'm going to spend my $200 savings to drive from Oregon down to Nevada. It's all the money I got. Or I can't go. I don't have the money for gas. I mean, it's just what an incredibly enslaved nation that people live paycheck to paycheck and our standard of living is going down with automation, everything. We should have more money than ever. The globalists admit this. They're trying to make us poor. It's like Obama telling Africans. In fact, let's try to find that. You can't have air conditioning or cars as he lands, you know, in $50 million a day to run his operation. It's all about you being totally poor, them being totally rich, while they attack the middle class, saying they're stingy and evil and greedy because they want to be middle class. And Cliven Bundy, he's a horrible thief on range fees, because the range fees ran off the other 52 families that came there on wagon trains in 1877. Because they got fooled into signing on to it when they already had the rights on record. And he just said, I'm not doing this. I'm not going bankrupt. And they said, all right, well, here's a paramilitary army coming for you. We're going to go back to Joe Bannister here in a moment. Just remember, we don't get taxpayer money like MSNBC. They got stimulus and taxpayer. And we don't get taxpayer money like NPR and others. We don't get product placement, behavior placement, as the media calls it, propaganda placement, with government ads here. We're funded by you supporting us and our sponsors. So check out InfoWarsLife.com with just incredible supplements like the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the Lung Cleanse, the Staple, and the incredible proprietary Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine. That's done so much for myself and my family. You've heard the rave reviews. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we are going to get rid of the 25% off special tomorrow. The Traveler Pro-Pure Gravity-Fed Stainless Steel Filters that annihilate the competition, 25% off on that right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Normally $205, $153. They've got the pitchers with 10% off. It has the same great filter that cuts out the glyphosates and fluoride. It's the best. That's why we sell it at the lowest price you're going to find in the galaxy. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get prepared and shop with the good guys. Okay, Joe, I've been ranting. I want to give you the floor now. And also tell us the latest over at your excellent website with all the resources that are there to document things for folks. I think it's key to explain to people this is illegitimate, as you've been doing for 15 years. And it really is. It's not just your opinion. And where it's all going. But even if the IRS had been legitimate, it's not. But if you've got all these big corporations that write the rules, like Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of bailout money, tax money, but also, you know, lobbied for it and then lobbies for increased taxes on poor people, claiming that's robbed from the rich, give to the poor. It's robbed from the poor, give to the rich. How do we shatter that paradigm for folks and let them understand that literally the IRS is a collection agency for a foreign consortium?
Well, Alex, what I like to do is, you know, the IRS likes to look at a paper trail, to use a paper trail to go after the average citizen. And so I encourage people to look at the IRS's paper trail. And the paper trail begins, as you know, and I've told your listeners many times, back in the early 1900s, culminating in 1913 with the alleged ratification of the 16th Amendment. And not surprisingly, the Federal Reserve Act coming in of the same year. And that's where it began. Now, of course, they lied about the ratification of the 16th Amendment, but the courts have done their best to dismiss that as an issue. Okay, fine. But it's still a fact if people want to look it up. But even if the 16th Amendment was ratified, lo and behold, the Supreme Court ruled that the 16th Amendment did not expand federal taxing power. It's not Alex Jones's opinion. It's not Joe Bannister's opinion. It's numerous Supreme Court cases that said so. And the Supreme Court also ruled, they defined what income, the word income is, as an income tax. And the problem is that the IRS has been, you know, BSing the public all these decades that they have income when they go to work every day and trade an hour of their time for an hour of pay. And the thing is that that doesn't square with what the Supreme Court says that income is. Also, most Americans are not liable to pay the federal income tax. These are facts. The IRS even acknowledges that you're required to file a tax return with the IRS for any tax you are liable for. Look it up in the instruction booklet. I like the way, Alex, you always tell people, look it up. The only problem is that not enough people look it up because these are facts. And it's only the IRS using their little pamphlets and flyers and handouts and the fact that their own agents, you know, that's what they use is flyers and handouts rather than the actual Internal Revenue Code, the Supreme Court cases. And then you've got the federal judiciary, the appellate courts, who are not ruling in line with the U.S. Supreme Court. So actually the landscape isn't all that difficult to understand if you just take a look. And as Alex Jones always tells people, look it up.
Keep going. I mean, walking through this and then tying it in to all the persecution you've gone through, where you think this country's going versus where you'd like to see it go.
Well, I'm sure many people know, maybe they don't know, that the graduated income tax is the darling of Karl Marx. It's one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. It's a book that Marx wrote with Engels. It's an actual book, and they called for all of these things to advance Marxism. And a graduated income tax is a Marxist darling. It's not a Jeffersonian darling. It's not a Washingtonian darling. It's a Marxist darling. And we have it. Also, a central bank is another Marxist darling. And these systems are about robbing you of your property and controlling you. And we now have 100 years, over 100 years. 2013 was the 100th anniversary of the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act. So we have over 100 years of track record to see that all these so-called conspiracy theorists that said that these systems were all about control and taking your property, that's what's happening. That's what's been happening for decades. And, you know, with Mr. Bundy and his family, you've got the BLM rather than the income tax per se. But don't worry, the income tax agents, if they haven't already been banging down his door, they will as well. You know, a bureaucracy has multiple alphabet soup agencies to sick on you, and they're going to overwhelm you until we recognize we're 300 million people, they're 545 people, and this is, you know, the deck is actually stacked in our favor if we would just realize it.
Just to understand the evil of the system we're dealing with and how they targeted you, why don't you tell listeners briefly, Joe, just a recap of all the persecution you went through. But the system ended up working because the system's being discredited, the establishment system, our old system. The jury did end up actually finding you not guilty.
That's right. And I, you know, as much as we all rail about how our rights are being destroyed and picked apart, we still have a few of them left. And those are the rights, of course, we have to use to get our country back. I did have a jury trial. Basically, the IRS and the Department of Justice, well, primarily the IRS, 95% of what they do does not involve a jury. You basically have to be charged criminally in order to get a jury of your peers to evaluate your conduct. And after I resigned in 1999, and in 2004, I was indicted on 4 federal felony counts, conspiring to defraud the United States of America and preparing 3 false amended income tax returns. And the IRS had already been raking me over the coals civilly, because in the civil arena, the IRS, there's no, like I say, no juries involved. It's all administrative. A lot of the things that Mr. Bundy is experiencing, same with me, and same with most Americans. They can rake you over the coals administratively, and you have no jury, no judge even looking at the situation. But you have to be charged criminally, where you're going to face prison, in order to actually have a jury evaluate your conduct. And that's what happened to me when I was indicted in 2004. My trial occurred in June of 2005 in Sacramento, California, and it lasted 5 to 7 days. And the jury learned how the government, the IRS, and the Department of Justice had no case against me. They claimed that I conspired with my client to defraud the United States of America. Yet my defense attorneys point blank asked each and every witness of the government, did you witness any kind of conspiracy going on with Mr. Bannister? No. Did you encounter any documents that showed that there was a conspiracy? No. Did you see anything false on these income tax returns that the government claims are false? No. So the jury is just hearing from the government all of these things that say, why are we here? You claim that this man did all these bad things, and you can't produce one witness or one piece of documentation to prove that it's the case. Why did you prosecute him? So thankfully, I had 12 thinking jurors. We were a little concerned because it was in Sacramento, California, the capital of California. There's a lot of government workers there. But it was actually government workers, in my case anyway, who were champions of the jury process and actually paying attention and seeing that the government was trying to railroad me, and they wanted the jury to buy into it, and they weren't about to do that. And so I was acquitted on all the charges. And that was back in 2005. So like what, almost like 9 years ago.
Now there's been other just IRS agents, not armed treasury agents like you, who they've actually been able to throw in prison with ignorant juries. But more and more, we never used to see juries finding people not guilty. More and more, we are finding them not guilty. And that's what the jury's there to do, is judge the facts and the law. It's very, very simple. You know, sometimes there is a time to not follow some fictitious regulation that's being misapplied. A great analogy of that is they claim every year in August nationwide in every local paper, it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law to take vaccines. They kick you out of school on policy. Then they trigger the law on truancy, but you can't trigger the law on truancy when you kick them out. Then it turns out they shouldn't have been able to kick you out because the policy is not lawful in the courts, because you're supposed to be able to be given a waiver from the policy. But that extrapolates into Rick Perry saying it's the law, you've got to take Gardasil 6 years ago, and people took their daughters in and got the shot because the governor said it was the law. Nope. The governor mandated under emergency powers that the state health department list it as one of the shots that they instruct the schools to comply and get people vaccinated. But it's just that, a bureaucratic order.
That's right. And what you point out is very important, Alex, and that is, you know, the jury, first of all, that means that we all need to be informed jurors and try to get on a jury rather than try to get off a jury or get out of jury duty. And the second thing that I, of course, harp on, because a lot of my family is in law enforcement and government service, and that is that those are the boots on the ground. Those are the people, like you saw in the videos there with the Bundy family. Those agents took an oath to support and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They took that oath before they were issued their boots, before they got their rifle, before they got their cool sunglasses that are probably have cameras in them, before they got all that equipment, they took an oath to support and defend the Constitution. All those Las Vegas Metro officers, on and on and on, all the government bureaucrats everywhere, they all took an oath, okay? And they need to remember that they took that oath before anything else happened, before they even got their first paycheck. And they need to remember what that oath said. And they need to use their common sense to determine who are those enemies, who are the foreign enemies, who are the domestic enemies, and then what can I do within my purview and my job to make sure that I abide by my oath. Now, for me, in order to abide by my oath, I had to resign. But there's still a lot of people that are in government service, very good people, including my own family. And so we need everyone to educate themselves on the oath they already took and to do the right thing.
You sent us a photo. Tell us about this photo we're going to put up for TV viewers and describe it for radio listeners and why you want us to show it.
Was that the photo of my family with all the uniforms and badges?
Yeah, to make the point. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, as best I can remember, the guy in the far left in the tan uniform is my brother John. He's a lieutenant in the California Highway Patrol. Then I believe the next is my brother Jeff. He's a San Jose, California police officer. And then my mom, Ann, is in the middle. My dad passed away just a few months before I went into the IRS in 1993. Otherwise, he would have been in the photo. Then is my brother Jim. He's a battalion chief in the Daly City, California Fire Department. And I think over on the right is me with the white shirt and the gun and treasury badge.
And I guess that was taken, back in 93, 94?
Yeah, like 94, 95. And then there's another picture of my uncle, 30 years as a deputy sheriff with Santa Clara County, California. So, you know, I love the picture, not because my poor relatives have to have that picture paraded around. But, you know, as you are, Alex, I'm so sick and tired of this. Oh, they're all anti-government zealots. They just don't want to pay their fair share. It's such a crock. And so I think that picture speaks of more than 1,000 words.
Well, I'll say on average, most police I've run into are more awake and more concerned about what's going on in the general public. But the bad guys get put in charge, especially of the feds, or people that will just follow any order. They're basically military. And they treat me like I'm in Fallujah and have shot a RPG at them. And they're trying to get more and more thug-like people in. But that is something that's been holding the tyranny up. Is that there are a lot of good people in the system who do what they do out of compartmentalization. I want to talk about that when we come back with Joe Bannister, because they came after him a couple times trying to throw him in jail just for giving speeches and telling people about the IRS. They said, well, you're telling people not to pay their taxes. You're in a conspiracy. No, his free speech is not a conspiracy. It's an open plan to stop evil.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey! You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. Nightly News is back tonight, 7 o'clock. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More special guests, informative information. The average person says, hey, man, pay your fair share. We got to run the country. The IRS, the income tax, came in 1913. It wasn't widely deployed till the 50s. It's designed, according to Ronald Reagan's own commission in 81 in Congress, to pay the national debt. The banks created it so when they had the income tax to pay the Federal Reserve, it came together. It's the takeover, just like Obamacare. And I don't want to be here in 100 years, you know, people going, it's a conspiracy that Obamacare was a scam. I mean, it's just, come on, folks. Stop being naive. It is so frustrating to know how much prosperity we could have, but that the globalists want artificial scarcity. They do not want us to be able to be self-sufficient. I mean, they admit it. They say they want us under their control. This is their plan. Cloward and Piven is just one manifestation of that. Joe Bannister, I know I asked a question before the break, and I said we're going to come back. I don't remember what it was, but we got about 4 minutes left. Looking at, there's a huge awakening happening. The system knows we're waking up. They're preparing the police and military for war. That's kind of waking the police and military up. And I think the big false flag is a civil war. I think that's the false flag to bring the country down. And then that lets the globalists take over, is getting us killing each other. That's why I try as hard as I can to reach out to police and military. We've actually got the military. The globalists have a big problem. The military's really awake. Police are waking up fast. Feds, you know, at least the ones they put out there they just think they're going to follow orders. Where do you see all this going?
Well, I do what you said. You're talking about how, you know, a First Amendment protected activity, free speech, can't possibly be a conspiracy. And my attorney, Bob Bernhoff, who, you know, you had on the show that time, he defended Westminster.
I want to get you and him back on. That guy was amazing.
He said he has this gallows humor. He calls it the conspiracy of full disclosure. where here you are, you're making speeches, you're telling your friends, you're completely doing things out in the open. Why? Because it's your right. Because that's what Americans do. And yet the government will try to turn that into some kind of a criminal conspiracy, some kind of criminal conduct. And so, you know, it's gallows humor, but it's illustrative. And I think that's why it's so important for us, the Bundy family, how they've shown with the horsemen and everyone there at that confrontation. They were peaceful. They were direct. They knew what their rights were, and they weren't going to back down in the face of tyrants trying to take their rights away.
And I want to say something, just because Harry Reid, and I'll call him a criminal, is so arrogant and has that smug look, that's criminology. They always think they're invincible, and that's their undoing.
That's right. And that's why it's so important for people. Don't, you know, have this be something that makes you feel good and shows an example of how yourself know your rights, know what's going on, and politely, but firmly express those rights. If you encounter a bureaucrat or a police officer or a federal agent or whatever it might be.
And when you see a bureaucrat or a cop doing the right thing, help them, support them, praise them.
Absolutely.
In closing, tell folks about all the great info on your website.
Well, agentfortruth.com, there's a section called Become an Agent for Truth. And I think that does since there's not a lot of time to go over this kind of stuff in a show, people can do their homework a little bit and see more about the landscape. And, I want everybody to be as, safe as they can. But of course, freedom isn't free and it's difficult. So agentfortruth.com is my little contribution to try to keep people safe as they
are. And you're a leading expert who's been through the wars. So if folks want to think about things with the IRS, they need to go to your site. Thank you so much, Joe. I want to get you and your lawyer on soon. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Great job, crew. Great job, everybody. Nightly News tonight, 7. God bless you all. Thanks for praying for the Bundys and everybody else. Thank God we didn't have a Ruby Ridge or Waco or Wounded Knee there. Thank you, Jesus.